House Minority Leader, Republican State Rep Danny Short, says there is not much disagreement on the goals Carney laid out, but how much they'll cost is a different matter.
I think there's 12 or 15 things that have new price tags to them, so the question becomes, you know, what is it you can afford to do?
Short believes state worker pay raises and hiring new teachers have a better chance of gaining support. He's not so sure about money for the plan Carney is trying to forge with Christina School District to help its Wilmington schools.
I can appreciate the fact that he wants to solve that in Wilmington. We're very willing to talk about that, very willing to engage on that issue. But we're also hopeful that we'll take care of our districts in the southern part of the state as well, because those kids struggle equally as much.
But Wilmington Area State Rep Helene Keeley says Carney is right to make getting something done in schools in Delaware's largest city a priority.
This has been going on way too long. We get to like the 10-yard line and all of a sudden the rules in the game change. It's very frustrating to me, but I am hopeful. This governor, I've never seen him more committed to making something happen than it is on this subject.
Carney will offer details on how much money he wants for his various initiatives and his plans to rein in state spending in other areas like healthcare when he delivers his budget proposal next week. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.